Now we have the first feature on part two. This is a new regular column from ITN news broadcaster Nina Nanar. And before Val Freer reads Nina's column, I'll ask Robin to provide a short background.
It was an accident when ITV news correspondent Nina Nanar fell into a broadcast newsroom. Her real ambition was in print. Honing her skills in Leeds while studying for her postgraduate degree, she aspired to fill the glossy pages of the New Musical Express with long-form interviews with the biggest bands of the day. Now the Norwich adoptee and new patron of Leeway will take back her byline with a regular column at the Norwich Evening News. When I was at school, I used to write reviews and send them off to various places, so I got a taste of what it was like then, she said. Later, I wrote for a free newspaper called the Leeds Other Paper, where I used to go and review gigs. What I loved about that was I was writing in my own opinion and given some freedom instead of being confined to a two-minute piece. The reason I went into broadcasting was I was looking for a holiday job, and Radio Leeds needed someone to type out the traffic reports. I kind of fell into news from there. When Mrs. Nanar moved to ITN, she took up a role as arts correspondent for ITV News and still works for the company in London, despite moving to Norwich 4 years ago. I love writing, and at this stage, I'm getting to write the stories. When you're writing for TV, the skill is writing a very brief script, so it is about getting a story and squishing it down. When you're able to let go and write a lot more, it is incredibly fulfilling. Since migrating to the fine city, Mrs. Nanar has become a governor of Norwich University of the Arts and a trustee of the Young Norfolk Arts Festival. Recently, she was approached by the Leeway Domestic Abuse Charity and has accepted an offer to become their patron. And here is Val Freer with Nina's first column.
I could see it in their eyes, the sadness, the fear, and it just made me very angry. They were victims of a crime that is hidden behind the doors of the family home, not talked about, and not just because of fear, but of shame too. Meeting these incredible strong women in Norwich, the victims who got away, just confirmed to me how honoured I felt to be asked to become a patron for Leeway, the domestic violence charity for Norfolk. Domestic abuse is vile and disgusting, and in 2016 still all too prevalent. When I met the Leeway team in Norwich, the dedicated specialists who work with the victims of abuse, I was staggered to learn that their service is currently used by more than 8,000 men, women and children. I struggled to get my head around that statistic, and the one that estimated something like 1 in 20 children has at some point been involved with the services offered by the charity, such as the 24-hour helpline, offering support and advice. That's one child in every classroom, I thought. And here's another chilling statistic. The authorities that work with domestic abuse victims reckon that those same victims suffer around 35 incidents of abuse in the home before they make that call, be it to Leeway or the police. That's 35 times a woman, it's mainly women, or a man, a mother or a father, a child, has endured perhaps pain, humiliation and fear before reaching out. That takes a lot of courage, and it's happening right now in Norwich and beyond. And so in the eyes of those ladies I met on joining up with Leeway, I saw steel and such incredible bravery, and love and sacrifice for their children who escaped with them. Because it's not just as simple as walking away from an abusive situation. Imagine if you have kids, what it takes to uproot them, and often to leave quickly without their toys, their clothes, their pet rabbits, their friends. It's heartening, though, to know that now, to a much greater degree than decades ago, this is a crime that is talked about, one that the police and other authorities take incredibly seriously, one that Leeway is helping to highlight in offering much-needed support to all the victims. And to have been asked to play a role in that work is a privilege. To contact Leeway, call their helpline on 0300 561 0077 or email referrals@leeway.nwa.org.uk. If in immediate danger, always call 999.